The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus warns his disciples that their ministry in his name will meet with opposition, requiring absolute trust in God and an unswerving commitment to the Lord. I begin reading at verse 24. A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Yes. Can everybody come get in a circle around Miss Beverly, please?
Okay. I have.
She's got candy. Can come over here.
We're going to play guessing game, and I bet you played a lot of games this week at Bible school, didn't you? Yeah. Okay, this is a game you've probably played at a birthday party, or adults play the game two places. What I need for you to do is guess how many M&Ms I have in this jar.
100,000.
100,000. Okay, come on, I need a guess. How many?
24.
24. A dozen. 50.
30.
100. 100. 60.
200.
Well, you know, that is really amazing. But there's something much more amazing than that. Wouldn't it be amazing if somebody could look at this and just say the number? That would really be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, in our gospel reading this morning, Jesus tells us of something even more amazing. God knows how many strands of hair each one of us has on our head. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Not only that, somewhere else in the Bible, it says that God knew our name before we were born. That is amazing.
It's like he's seeing the future.
God knows everything, doesn't he? Yes, and that's amazing love. God loves us so much that he knows how many hair we have. He knows our name. He knows everything about us. Well, someone won this jar. There were 275, and you said 250. But God's love goes a step further. I don't know if I have enough for everyone. Maybe you'll have to share with a brother or sister, but I have M&Ms for everyone. And also, this morning, we're going to start giving you a children's bulletin that goes with our lesson today. God's amazing love is all around. You want to help me hand these out? Zoe, would you help me hand these out? And then the rest of you, you might have to share with someone. I don't know if I'm going to have enough. Oops, one of them opened.
Well, while Ms. Bruins is passing out her goodies, I'm going to go ahead and talk about Bible school. This week, we had our VBS this past week for our 3 to 5-year-olds. We learned how Jesus' love is one of a kind. And even though you are left out, Jesus loves you. Even when we're different, Jesus loves you. Even when we do wrong, Jesus loves you. And even when you're afraid. This was set in a rainforest theme of weird animals, where even animals feel this way, and the children were shown how God has created those animals to adapt to those situations. Furthermore, we learned that we have Jesus by our side in our time of need also. Can I have all of my Bible school kids come back? Come forward, guys. We learned that we have Jesus by our side in our time of need every time we feel left out. And even when we are different, even when we do wrong, and even when we're afraid. We have two songs that we would like to share with y'all. And we learned these songs throughout the week to help us remember that Jesus' love is... and that Jesus loves us. We're going to start with Jesus Loves Me.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I think that was a better sermon than I can preach. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Life is tough many times. We have our joys, wonderful moments, but then all of a sudden something hits. Maybe it's going to the doctor's office and receiving bad news. Or maybe it's the boss handing you a pink slip saying you can no longer work here anymore. Or maybe it's fighting a disease or an illness, having an accident, maybe a friend turns against you, maybe your family is angry with you, maybe it's because of grief. You've lost a parent or a grandparent or a brother or a sister, maybe even a child or a grandchild. Life is tough and it hits us hard. Or maybe sometimes you are talking to someone about faith and they start to ridicule you. Life is tough. But the good news is that we are in good company. As we look at our scripture lessons for today, every single one of them has to deal with tough circumstances in life, of injustice or just bad treatment. In the Old Testament lesson, it's from Jeremiah, Old Testament prophet, and Jeremiah was sent by God to tell the people to repent, to change their ways, or else death and destruction is going to come upon them. And you can well imagine how people wanted to hear that message. Who wants to change? We're having too much fun. And this stuff about death and destruction, fooey on you. But Jeremiah was irritating because he would not shut up. He kept on going on and he stepped on the wrong toes. Eventually he was arrested and he was put into stocks there in the marketplace. The stocks, as you've probably seen pictures before, two pieces of wood with holes cut for your head and for your hands, and you're stuck through the middle of it. And people could come by and they could make fun of you. They could spit on you, they could kick you, they could hit you, they could throw stuff on you. It was very unpleasant. And Jeremiah was very well downcast because he knew he was speaking the words of God, and this is how it was received. This is how he was treated. Life is tough. Or the psalm for today. The psalmist is accused falsely of stealing, and he's required to return what he stole. He can't do it. And so once again, he too is ridiculed greatly. His friends turn upon him. His family even turns on him. And down in the beer taverns, they're making up songs about him, drinking songs. Everyone is against him. Life is tough. In our second lesson today, the author, Paul, St. Paul, also knew what it was to go through tough times. As he proclaimed the gospel, it wasn't always well received. At one point, it was so bad that people wanted to kill him, and he had to be lowered by a basket outside of the city walls to escape. Many other times, he was arrested. He was beaten. He was thrown into prison. Another time, he was arrested and on a prison ship, and it was shipwrecked on a deserted island. Eventually, Paul was taken to Rome, and he was arrested, and he was crucified. Life is tough. And then we too know the story of Jesus Christ, that even though he was the Son of God, and that he did wonderful and miraculous things for people, and he spoke purely the word of God, again, it was not well accepted. His enemies gained control. They had him arrested. They beat him. They put him on trial. They condemned him, and he was hung on a cross to die. Now, here in our gospel lesson this morning, Jesus is talking to his disciples. He's going to send them out. He's sending them out to go and proclaim the message of Jesus Christ. And he's giving them a warning that even though you will be going out and speaking the words of God, people aren't going to receive it very well. That even though they hear what God has to say, they will ridicule you. They'll run you out of town. Maybe even your families will be divided because of what you have to speak and because of your faith. Life is tough sometimes. But we are in that good company of the prophets, the psalm writers, of the disciples, and also of Jesus Christ. But the good news for us today, too, is that all of these people who have had such a tough time also bring us hope. Eventually, Jeremiah is released, and he continues to proclaim the word of God. He can't shut up. It's something that's within inside of him, and he can't hold it in. He has to tell the people what God has for him to tell the people. The psalmist, too, ends the psalm with words of hope. For Jesus, we know that story very well as well, that even though that Jesus was crucified, that he was killed on that cross, he rose again from the dead and death could not keep him in, bringing us to that promise of new life. As for Paul, Paul does not stop or slow down. Even though he goes through so many things, people want him killed. Even though people ridicule him, even though he's thrown into prison, he will not stop preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. He continues on. His faith is there. And it's not only because of the promise of eternal life, it's also that joy that goes along with being able to teach and to preach and to tell other people that good news of Jesus Christ, that is the core of who we are, that we do belong to Jesus Christ. For the disciples then too, they had hope and joy. After Jesus was crucified and raised from the dead, and after he ascended into heaven, he sends his disciples out. He sends them out and he fills them with the Holy Spirit, and they scatter throughout the world. And because of that, they had that hope and that peace, and they proclaim that good news. And because of that, we too are able to believe, because that story has come to us from these apostles, from these faithful apostles. And it fills our hearts with hope and with peace and with joy. And we too are sent out to proclaim that good news. But we're not sent out by ourselves. Again, last Sunday we heard that great commission, go therefore make disciples of all nations. And at the end of that he says, lo, I am with you always. Christ is with us and he knows us. He knows every piece of us. As Beverly mentioned in that children's sermon here in our gospel lesson today, it says that not even one little sparrow will fall without the Heavenly Father knowing. And then it also says that he knows every single hair on your head. How many hairs you have on your head? How many of you know how many hairs you have on your head? Anybody know? Has anybody tried to count? For some of us, it's getting a little easier. Why haven't you counted? There's probably a couple of reasons. One is that it's impossible. It's almost impossible to try to figure out, to try to count how many hairs you have on your head and keep it straight. The other reason that you don't know how many hairs you have on the top of your head is because it's insignificant to you. It doesn't matter how many hairs you have on your head. You are still the same person whether you have 5,000 or whether you have two. It is insignificant for us. But yet, as insignificant as that is, God knows. God still knows. And God still cares. And he cares not only how many hairs we have on our head, he cares what's in our hearts as well. That is who God is. That's how much God wants us to be a part of his life. And how much God wants to be in our own lives. God has blessed us richly. He knows us inside and out. And even though life gets tough for us, God does not abandon us. But God is right beside us. He's within us. He's throughout us, guiding us, leading us, giving us that hope, giving us that peace that we can continue on in faith, that we can continue on in bringing that message to others. So even though we find ourselves in those tough situations in life, remember, God is with us always. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.